I think the oncologists also need a primer on statin therapy. We are now, with the patients on aromatase inhibitors, checking the cardiac risk panels and getting HDLs and LDLs, and sometimes they have other doctors, sometimes they don't. And we also need a primer on what exactly are the criteria when you should start a statin.
Go for it, JB.
Actually, I can address that from a trial that actually is going on at our institution from the NCI that I'm a collaborator on. And it is using, because there was so much controversy about the statins and breast cancer issue, it is using atorvastatin in escalating doses, three separate doses, to look at biopsy-proven, looking at Ki-67, HER2-new-positive women, and they're randomized to these three doses versus placebo. Trial is ongoing. We don't have any interim analysis. But the important point and why we selected that particular agent is there are a lot of pleiotropic effects from statins that we have not recognized, that in fact at the basic science level shows that they do have effects on proliferation. They have anti-proliferative effects. They can help induce apoptosis in rapidly growing tissue. And there are a number of other effects we're seeing in the basic life that we're hoping will translate to clinical. But there is a trial that we are doing specifically to look at that.
What other mechanisms do we know about? And for example, how exactly does it affect the lipids? What's the mechanism?
Through HMG-CoA reductase, we have a trial that was published in blood, not in breast cancer, but in leukemia. It just so happens that cells that divide fast, they rapidly and have an avid need for cholesterol, about 1,000-fold higher than liver tissue. So the idea would be, because they have such a preponderance of a need for cholesterol, if you can antagonize them, then you might help with proliferation. We looked at that in initial pilot study in acute AML and found a very, very high remission rate on top of standard of care therapy. So there are pockets in different specialties within oncology that are starting to become more and more aware of the role of statins. And I agree with you. I think we need to bring cardiologists and oncologists together to treat the fundamental high cholesterol dyslipidemia. But we also need to look at how this may be beneficial as an anti-proliferative, inducing apoptosis.
So give Bill his guidelines about what to do.
What's the LDL that I should start patients on therapy?
Recommendations are, if you have never had any cardiac event, the LDL needs to be below 160. So anything above 160, you treat. If someone has ever had a myocardial infarction, they have unstable angina, they have a history of a stent but are doing well, the LDL needs to be below 100, preferably 70.